I'm Nikki Strong. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Pakistan searches for bombers. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has vowed to intensify counter-terrorism operations in the wake of Sunday's suicide bombing in Lahore. A military spokesman said Monday security agencies have conducted several operations based on initial leads in the case and have arrested a number of suspects. A man widely reported to be the main suspect in last week's Brussels terrorist attacks has been released due to a lack of evidence. Belgium's federal prosecutor said Monday authorities had no justification to hold the man, identified only as Feikel C. Media reports had suggested the man might have been the third individual seen in an airport security camera footage alongside the two men who blew themselves up there. Earlier Monday, police released more airport surveillance footage and asked the public for help in identifying the man. Syria's army says the recapture of Palmyra will be a launching point for expanding operations against the Islamic State group. Backed by Russian airstrikes, pro-government forces reclaimed control of Palmyra after a 10-month Islamic State occupation. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the offensive left 400 militants dead, along with more than 180 pro-government fighters. An Angolan court Monday sentenced 17 young activists to prison terms of 2 to 8.5 years for rebelling against the government of President José Eduardo dos Santos. One of those sentenced is a well-known rap singer. The sentence followed a lengthy trial seen by Angola's political opposition as an example of Angolan government's repression of dissent. This is VOA News. A gunman was taken into custody Monday afternoon after shots were fired inside the U.S. Capitol. Capitol Police Chief Matthew Verdosa said the man pulled a gun during a routine security screening at the entrance to the Capitol Visitors Center and aimed the weapon at police. He said officers fired at the man, wounding him.
An officer fired and struck the suspect, who was subsequently treated by medical personnel. The suspect was taken into custody and transported to the hospital for treatment.
Verdosa said no police officers were hurt in the incident. Cuba's former leader Fidel Castro is signaling his continued resistance to smoother relations with the United States. The 89-year-old Castro, who turned over power in the communist country in 2008 to his younger brother Raul, stayed out of sight during U.S. President Barack Obama's 3-day visit last week. In a bristling 1,500-word essay in state media Monday, Fidel Castro said, "We do not need the empire to give us any presence." White House spokesman Josh Earnest responded.
The fact that the former president felt compelled to respond so forcefully to the president's visit, I think, is an indication of the significant impact of President Obama's visit to Cuba. We obviously were quite pleased with the reception that President Obama received from the Cuban people.
The two countries have reopened embassies in Washington and Havana. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. and Turkey are discussing plans to expand cooperation in order to put greater pressure on Islamic State militants. He commented Monday at the top of a meeting with his Turkish counterpart, Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu. Turkey, a NATO ally, is also part of the multinational coalition that has been battling IS militants in Iraq and Syria. The top court in Bangladesh rejected a 28-year-old petition to remove Islam as the country's state religion. A special 3-judge panel made the decision after a brief moment of consideration and without hearing any testimony. According to the court, a group that filed the petition in 1988 was not registered with authorities and therefore had no legitimacy to file the petition. 7 suspected Somali pirates are set to go on trial in France Tuesday. They are charged in connection with the 2011 hijacking of a French yacht in the Gulf of Aden. They are accused of killing a man on the boat and kidnapping his wife. The United States is providing an additional $20 million to Europe to aid international efforts to respond to the migrant crisis. The State Department issued a statement Monday saying the money will support the United Nations and the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies in providing protection, shelter, and other types of assistance throughout Europe. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.